Care. Care is a French-based company. Nevertheless, we are working in 20 countries. One of them is Brazil. In my case, I'm leading our activities in Spain and Portugal. Spain and Portugal, two neighboring countries sharing the same electrical system. So today, the title I gave to my presentation was the Spanish case. Okay, so let's go for it. Okay, so what's the ground floor? Okay, so the ground floor is Portugal. Spain is making a huge work to adapt to the European Union trends. So that means we have a national plan, what we call PNIEC. And as you see, it's planning, a very, challenging mission. The mission is based on having by 2030, 80% of our generation based on renewables, what means including more than 160 gigawatts by 2030, including 3 gigawatts of offshore wind, and 19 gigawatts of PV, including synchronous condensers. Okay, so that means we are in 2026. That's a huge challenge. So the industry is moving ahead, is trying to face it. And by the way, the government has included also several things that would help to increase the demand. So that means we intend to include 12 gigawatts of electrolyzers, something like 22 gigawatts of energy storage, including 12 gigawatts of battery energy storage, knowing that today in Spain we have only few dozens, less than 200 megawatts of batteries installed in the grid. So that means it's a huge work to develop solar, wind, the normal case of the renewables, but also including some demand from electrolyzers, from data centers, from electrical cars. And what is the status today? The status today is this one. So that means the industry has made a huge work. That means today generation is where it has to be. So if you can see, we have already something like 20 gigawatts of wind, or even more, with permits. So that means projects that are ongoing will be installed. We have a huge portfolio of PV, so that means what we call Western lithium, so that means those ones that are already commissioned, and something like 40 gigawatts of PV with permits. Okay, so we think the country will cover the challenge of generating clean energy. By the way, you can also see what we have in the battery storage. Okay, so today we have only a few batteries that have been commissioned. We have a huge number of energy storage systems based on batteries that are requesting the permits. And that's, even though for solar and wind, I think these are reliable projects, for the battery, that is something that we should keep into account. Okay, so Spain, as many European countries, and for sure Brazil, has a grid that is already overcrowded. So when we speak about batteries, we are speaking about systems that need to inject into the grid, but also need to discuss with the grid and to absorb energy from the grid. And many of these projects have not this kind of permit. They have only the permission to inject. And last but not least, the importance of batteries is to understand why to include a battery in a node. Okay, so not all the nodes are economically viable to receive a battery. So that means you need to have a deep knowledge about the grid, who is plugged to this grid, to ensure that you will be participating and getting value from the spread and from all the ancillary services. Back to basics, as you see, huge targets, huge work done by the market, and what is the result? The result is this one. So demand is not growing as expected. For 2025, we're expecting in Spain a growth of less than 3%, something like 2.4%. So when you see the contingent of PV and wind that will be plugged to the grid in the 2 years to come, there is a huge work to be done in demand. Knowing that demand If we think about what I showed you before, these are data centers, thus these are electrical cars, these are electrolyzers. They need to be plugged to the grid. Today the grid is overcrowded. Okay, so this is the summary of the Spanish grid situation today. So that means for generation, we have only place for injecting to the grid, 5% of the grid can be connected. Knowing that then after, we need to understand where these substations are. And for demand, only 7% of the grid is available to receive demand, let's say to provide permits for this kind of industry to be connected. So let's say we have a huge contingent of energy to come. We have many players that want to be connected to the grid. By the way, the grid is not yet able to provide these permits. Okay. Knowing this, we are also speaking about Brazil. Brazil, my colleagues in Brazil speak with me about curtailment and enormous problems. In Spain, we have troubles with curtailment, but very, very localized in the south west of the country. The rest is not so affected by the curtailment. And what can affect most is when you see this contingent of PV and wind that are currently under development. Developing a project means trying to secure financing. Money today is not a problem. There is money. There is money for defense, but we're still having money for renewables. What in Spain, what we don't have are PPAs that provide enough sustainability to the business plans. Means that in Spain, we have no subsidies. Each one will sort its life has the way he wants. Today, what we see is that the capture price for solar, it's falling down heavily. Capture price for wind is also affected, not as in solar. What means that today, we're still having enormous quantities of PPA in the market, but at prices that are, let's say, nobody is able to sign. What means that knowing the Spanish system in which when you receive the permit to inject, you have only 5 years to have this power plant injecting into the grid, if you are not able to finance, you will lose your project. And that's the situation in Spain. We have enormous quantities of solar and wind under development with a huge challenge to be financed. Not because of money, but because of prices. Prices of PPAs between 20, 25, less than 30 euros per megawatt hour for the solar. And that means we can finance this project. So we can cry or we can try to make things different. Things different means that if we start to see how the market is, we see this famous duck curve, but we see also signals in which we can perceive that if we are able to make a solid, let's say, business plan, we can start to take profit off ancillary services for sure, with some help from the government for the capacity system, but for sure also in the spread. And today we see large spreads. We also see that the spread will be affected by some cannibalizations, but in the year to come. And we sincerely see that there is a market for batteries. Batteries that can be standalone or batteries that can be hybridized with solar, maybe more with solar than with wind. Predictability in solar is quite good. Predictability in wind is not as good as we can. So that means here what we can see is the day ahead. We can see here, let's say, an impact due to the cannibalization of the ancillary services from 20, let's say, in the years to come. But by the way, when we start to model the system, is okay, today I have a PV plant, I can finance it. How can we make the project sustainable? This way. Okay, so here, for example, you can see, let's say, when we compare the profitability of a PV standalone in Spain, imagine base 100%, we can start to imagine that we can have a battery plugged to this PV plant. We can be very conservative in the way that, guys, we will never be able to get access to the grid to demand the energy. So let's try to model the business thinking that we will only load from the PV, work with the spread and a little bit of ancillary services. This is the case here, for example, with a hybrid case of 2 hours, 40% 4 hours, 70% 4 hours. So you can see here that the profitability is close to 150%. So that means more than the double that we imagined before. And let's say, depending on the nodes, under this case in Spain, we start to get the profitability we want to get. And that's something very important, knowing that this model has been done only, let's say, being very conservative on the ancillary services. Okay, so that's the energy produced by the PV, so that means that money provided by the PV, money provided by the spread in the battery, and money from the ancillary services. What means that 4 hours, 70% without a demand permit. If we think that we will be able in the future to receive a permit of demand, what we call permiso de demanda, we can grow even more, okay? So that's the way in Spain we are thinking about developing storage. It's not because of curtailment, it's not because we want to include batteries, it's because we need to imagine how to make this PV and wind profitable, knowing that there is no subsidy in Spain for this kind of project. Okay? And these are very good news, okay? So, as I told you, without grid imports, hybridizing can make the business case. If we think that, for example, we will have a standalone, that's a different case, okay? So you will work with the spread, and in the ancillary services, you can count off close to 20% more of revenues, something that can be cannibalized, okay? And not only this, when we know how the system is done in Spain, a standalone is considered like an industrial facility. It's not considered like a renewable. So that means the priority of dispatch of a standalone will inject after all the renewables going into the system. Okay? So when we speak about batteries, we also need to speak about regulation. Standalone, on the paper, it's a very good case. My advice is, guys, before developing a standalone, let's have a look on the node. Let's see if it's a very solar, very windy, or very hydro node, and then let's decide. But back to basics, all these projects here that are based on solar can be hybridized with battery. Banks are not perceiving any technical risk. In UK, they have developed and financed many megawatts of batteries. They don't see any trouble in hybridizing, from a technical risk perspective, a PV plant with a battery. So that's the way we see it. And at CAEA, we think it's sustainable. We will do it. We have our first project. We're requesting these kind of batteries to be hybridized in Murcia, and it will be done during next year. Last but not least, this is a beauty thing, but we need to think about, let's say, from where we start. We need to learn from these guys that were buying PV projects 2-5 years ago at very high prices. All what they showed you is based on from where you are starting. What are the energy curves you have on your desk? What you can believe the market will be? So here you have two cases. One case, what we call the PV case, is this one, okay? If we think that the solar capture price will be very low, it will be super for the case of the batteries. If we think that solar will be not as low as we can see here, it will be a worst case for the battery. So maybe before thinking about I will plug a battery into the grid, let's study the node. Let's be, let's say, normal or cautious in the energy prices we can predict in the future. That's how I see storage. That's how I see storage in Spain. And muy obrigado. Thank you very much. No, no.